Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Kalmim He, Simon Aleph. We're holding at the end of the Simon. I want to read and explain the last point, and then maybe talk about this the general concept of Sarba the Chaim a little bit. So the Chayyadim said a rule that something which is the Sarach, but which is Sarach, the Sarach B'nai Adam, there is a human need for it, is permitted. It doesn't go into this with Sarba the Chaim. L'chein Mutra Limroitz Notzos. This is mentioned in Eben Ezer, then the Simon Hay. And so the Shulchan Aruch, or the Ramah, brings over there that there was a custom that the women had that when you would be raising geese, you would pluck out a certain amount of the feathers, the geese would grow fatter. So they wanted to fatten up the geese. So that's tzarach al b'nei adam, that should have the geese should be fatter, even though it was painful for the animal to have the their feathers pulled out while they're alive. So mikra then is mutter. But the Ramah, this is a quote from the Ramah itself. The Ramah himself says that, however, people do not do this because it's an act of cruelty. So we differentiate in halacha that even certain things are permitted if they're clearly something which has an element of achzorius, of being indifferent to the pain of the animal. That is something which is improper to do, to create in our minds an attitude of being indifferent to the pain of the animal. That's incorrect. The Vilna Gaon on this, on that halacha, that there were nimnoyim machmas, the achzorius, he says, tzara l'chaim is mutter tzarach b'nei adam, because the Mora says the animal can be used as a pack animal, even though there is an element of discomfort to the animal, the fact that it's been used as a beast of burden. But then Mora says, but then he says that we something which is considered achzorius, being indifferent, isn't proper. So the Gemara says in Bamitzia that Rebbe one time was walking, Rebbeinu HaKadosh, Rehuda Nasi, was walking, and the animal was being taken to be shechted, and the animal was able to sense that it was in danger, and it ran and hid in the folds of Rebbe's garments. And Rebbe said, told the animal that this is what you're made for and don't worry about it. And the Mora says that because of that, the Rebbe was indifferent. He received Yisurim for a long period of time until there was a story where he was at Rachmanis on an animal, and then the Yisurim, this pain, went, his personal pain went away. So you see, with the Mora felt that there was an element of indifference in Rebbe's part to the plight of the animal, and that was improper. But that itself, that we're allowed to burden the animal, is permitted. So we sort of live somewhere in the middle. So how do we understand this? So there's a Ramban in Chumash, which in the midst of Shiloh HaKein, which really grapples with this question. So The Medrash says that we know shechita through the neck is a very humane way of killing the animal, much more humane than many other ways which exist out there. But the Medrash says that what's the difference to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how we shecht, this is the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we have to do. We have a Mishnah in Megillah, which says, "Al kanti bar yagir rachamecho, al atob yizarcha shemecho mashaskan asay." A person says that the Baruch Hashem had rachmanis on the birds, that he didn't allow us to take the mother with the child at the same time. So we have to, if a person would compose such a tefillah, we would quiet the person. So it seems to be that, as it were, the Baruch Hashem does not have rachmanis But there are many other chazals which indicate the Rosh Rachma Bakom Asov. And this story with Rebbe, it says that he was faulted because the Rosh has Rachmanis and all of his creations. So which one is it? So Ramban puts down a very important idea, and since we're already getting to the end of our time allotment for today, I would like to leave it for the following shir to give it its proper time to develop it. But Ramban is addressing the stira between these two points. We say Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis, and seemingly these chazals seem to point to the Bereshit does not really care what happens to the animal, supposedly. So that is a question we will answer in the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.